$5 million in it to put a special. We shoot it, but I don't like it.
I'm taking that five.
I'ma just take the five.
I gotta take the five.
I don't know though, man. Might not take the
Tony,
five.
$5 million. You was taking it. Because here's what you would do.
If I hate the special,
you would take that five. You earned it through all the things you've done. You earned. But here's the thing. I'm gonna tell you what you would do.
Yeah.
You'd be on a revenge tour.
Oh, for sure.
You would be at Tupelo, Mississippi.
My glasses would be fogged up 24/7.
I know that special. My thing is this. I feel like if I had a terrible special, I would be like, man, I know that wasn't hidden.
Yeah.
Come see me. I'm good. I'm back. Man. I would. But if I got $5 million and I didn't like it, yeah, I'll be okay.
Damn,
because there's a sea of specials that people don't like.
Yeah,
it doesn't usually turn me off from the comedian as a whole.
No,
a bad special, bad album, bad movie.
I'm gonna give you another chance.
Every artist I love has some piece of art that I didn't enjoy.
Yeah.
So my favorite comedians, I don't love all their specials. My favorite singers, I don't love all their albums. My favorite actors, I don't love all their movies.
Yeah.
I'm okay with an artist I love putting out something that's subpar.
Yeah.
And I'll come back to you.
That's
now, if you get three or four in a row.
That's true.
But $5 million is hard to come by.
That is.
Netflix
was
like, $5 million, man, but it stinks. I'd be like, upload
my
it.
My soul, though. My soul.
You principled. You ain't that principled. You know how much money $5 million
is? $5 million is a lot of money.
You can go back on the road the next day.
But my rich soul would be burning. I hated the special.
Yeah, because you got to think about some sets that you hated if that was it.
And it's out there. People
like your
just
Brooklyn set
it.
when you bomb.
Oh, let's say my Brooklyn set is the Netflix special. I'm going to be like, I got to get revenge. So the next comedy special will be called Revenge.
And you put up for free.
I will put that out for free.
For free. Like a mixtape.
I will fund it myself, please.
Mixtape. I think what happens, we have, honestly, so many specials.
It's
the thing about a comedy special in 89 and through 90, before Netflix, I'll say.
Yeah.
They were not that often.
No.
It was a huge.
It really meant special.
Literally meant special. Because they, few and far between. Then Comedy Central started doing some half-hour specials. Yeah. That's with Kevin Hart. We found those on TV. Mm-hmm. But before that, if HBO didn't put it out, you didn't have a movie, that's it. You know what I'm saying? For where I was finding, that's what most people
Showtime,
needed.
Showtime, HBO, and an actual movie. That was it.
That's why Comic View was so important because like that was the only other way to get introduced because people wasn't spending the bread. Like the companies weren't spending the bread on the full special for a comedian.
Mm-mm.
That's why Bernie Bernie never had a
special,
full special.
Yeah,
he didn't need it though. Because his Def Comedy, his Kings of Comedy,
that was a theatrical.
That was just enough. And it's comedians, y'all don't know. The Kings of Comedy was great. 25 minutes is better than 45.
It is.
As a comedian, you can have a much, much more fire 25 minutes.
I can't stress that enough.
Than the 45.
Less is more.
45, you got to have a little more fluff. In the hour?
That was the perfect. The Bernie Mac set was a perfect time. It was just like, boom.
No wasted motion.
We was just like, there was not a molecule of him overstaying his welcome. Because it was just quick. It was like, man. Oh.
I remember.
Our glasses was just like, whoo. Bernie Mac.
Yes.
That's how you do comedy.
Smoke a cigarette after
that. It was just like, it was the he didn't overstay his welcome. He didn't give us extra pumps. He didn't just talk his way out of it. He just gave us exactly what we needed. He'd be like, yeah, when you coming back?
Threw the money on the table.
When you coming back? That's what you want. You want us saying, when you coming back? Not, hey, so what you about to do?
What's up
a lot
with
of these
tonight?
Comedy specials, we'd be like, so what you finna do? You got to go. Man, dog. He gave us just the right amount.
Man, I remember me and Melissa watched that in theaters. I remember thinking, I can't breathe.
Oh, I was.
I was laughing so hard, I couldn't catch my breath. I was like, nobody can be this funny, man.
Man, I was trying to maintain. I was just like, man, this is just.
The story, man, when he was telling the story of his nieces and nephews, I was in the living room watching it. Like, I wasn't in the theater anymore.
Right.
him downstairs. Him I said, downstairs. Ooh, he looked me up and down like I'm short. He looked at me like I'm short. I said, that's a funny way.
Yeah, man.
Dog. Burning I was like, I said, man, I want to do this. Because we was in that theater. It was packed.
Yeah.
We was dying in there.
Yeah. It was a great time.
Man. At the movie but theater. That, so I'm always comparing specials to that.
Yeah.
That is like.
I don't be getting those feelings.
Nah, man. Not as much. Not and there's as much. So
every,
many.
Every now and then I'd be getting those feelings, but.
There's so many. I was trying to think of the last time I had to watch a special where I was like, whoo.
Mike Epps, never underrated, never faded.
That was some heat.
Man, I was like, because I went in watching it like casually. We was visiting family in Utah. And I was like, oh, the Mike Epps, huh? And I was watching it, and I was just like, whoo. I was laughing, and then I wanted to see it again and again.
Yeah. My favorite specials, I run them back. It's like I've never seen it before.
Yeah.
I know Jamie Foxx, I Might Need Security.
Mm-hmm.
I run that back. That Brady Bunch joke, that bit with the piano, I said, man, this is unfair. Nobody can steal this joke from you.
That's what's missing, man. The replayability.
Do I want to watch content. It again? It's hard. Because I'm not turning the bread down. They gave me 6 specials, 20 million a pop. Boy, I'd be like, man, water is wet. Women be shopping. Babies are young.
Dogs be barking. What's the minimum amount to where you be like, so you're gonna take the 5 million and put out a trash special. What's the minimum amount to where you'll be like, I'm not putting this out? What's not enough money to where you'd be like, you know what? I'm gonna veto this. I'm not gonna put it out.
Is it my first thing on a platform?
It's your first Netflix.
My first Netflix special.
Yeah.
And I hate it.
And you hate it. You know it's garbage.
And how much money would I?
What's the minimum to where you'd be like, is $1 million enough?
Yes.
So $1 million, you still gonna be like, put it out there. $500,000.
What? Yes. Easy work.
$500?
Easy work. Do you know how much money $500,000 is?
I'm not doing $500.
What?
If I hate it, I'm like, here's your money back.
$500,000.
Yes. If I hate the special, I'm not doing the $500,000 is not enough.
I would be taking that $500,000 and be live watching it like, this is terrible, ain't it, guys? Another joke didn't go over.
No.
I would be in the bath with the cash. I would, Tony, I would be.
Not for $500.
Yes.
Mm-mm.
Yes. I'd be on a flight to Dubai. Y'all hate the special? Anyway, I'm taking a shower right now, 30,000 feet in the sky. You can hate the special.
You do that now.
And I would do it again.
You do
I
would it already. Be that's what I'm saying. You already got money. Why are you doing this for $500?
Because there's a plane on the Emirates that's called the Residence. The Residence has a seat, has a shower, personal, has a bedroom. It cost the price.
You already
of
did this trip.
No, I didn't have the bedroom. I had the seat.
Oh, you had the seat.
The Residence, man. Y'all can fly around Earth.
Oh, man.
I'm not coming down.
I can see if you didn't have the money. Tone. I can see if you didn't have the money.
If
but you
I
got
did,
the money.
I could make a whole nother movie with the 500. I could make Churchy Season 2 alone.
Mm-mm.
I could make a zombie film. I could put it into the Patreon.
I need 7 figures. If I'm going to hate it, I need 7 figures.
You tripping. Yeah, you are far removed from $500,000. And you need to get back to your roots because you are out of your rabid mind. If Netflix has a cashier's check, they already taped it. Tony, we just need you to sign here.
$500,000.
No, that's man. Going into your bank. It's not stopping anything else you're finna do.
I hate it. It's going to be out there.
You can get it back. You can produce your others.
$500 is not enough. They gonna be ripping me to shreds.
So?
Tony Baker's special was trash.
They do that to people all the time. Even if you love your special.
Amy Schumer never recovered.
She has been fine ever since.
But she never recovered.
From what?
From that Netflix special.
I don't think she was hurt by it at all.
She hurt
people by it. Hate specials that you like. You could love your special and people be like, this is trash. They gonna,
well, somebody, that's different if you love it personally.
But that's what I'm, but you worried about, you talking about you agree with the trash.
I'm talking about I hate the special. The public hates the special. It's a garbage special.
Your accountant loves it.
It's pure, it's just pure money.
Putrid. Yes, man. Nah, you've earned
it. 500 ain't enough.
I would do it for less than that.
100?
Yeah, Tony, you must not know me.
50,000.
Yes. I don't think
why are you doing this?
50,000? There's a plane called the Residence.
Come on, man. It's a garbage special.
I don't care. I don't care. I got paid.
Come on, man. For 50K?
It's a job. I've done terrible work for less.
I've done fire work for less and terrible work
I got
less.
Paid 30 grand at a bank. It took me a year and I didn't do no work. I took that money. Didn't think I turned in a terrible day's work every day of the week. I was at Boeing watching YouTube.
Your name is on the line.
My name is on the line for all my work. I haven't been proud of a lot, but I always deposited that check and I always spent that bread. What you talking about, man? I used to flip burgers. We used to pray for times like this to rhyme like this. What? I would be proud. This is trash, man.
Now, mind you, Tony years ago would have been like, give me the 500,000.
Kevin today and in the future.
Come on, man.
They're
going to be like,
I'm cashing out, baby.
Mm-mm.
You, for real, all jokes aside.
I'm dead serious.
Netflix wires you the money.
It's not enough.
You watch it. You don't like it. They're like, you got to wire it back.
I'm wiring it back. I'm like, here's y'all money back. Let's do another one, please.
No other one.
Ain't no other one?
No.
I can't have my Netflix debut be trash to me.
I can, and I will.
I can't do it.
Could it be Netflix? Could be Prime? Could be Tubi? It could be your YouTube page. If you gave me $500 to put it on TonyBaker.com.
All these people that be in the comments say, be like, Tony need a Netflix special. Where's your Netflix special? And then it comes out and it's garbage?
Tony needs another Netflix special. That
I
one doesn't count.
I can't take comfort in the $500.
Your next special could reference it. Mm-mm. It's not the end of your career. I'm not afraid of failure. It don't make me know, never mind.
I'm not really afraid of failure either, but it's just like, I hate this shit right here. I hate it. I don't want y'all seeing it.
My problem is, I was poor for long.
Mm-hmm.
So I would take the money.
I was poor too.
I'm going to tell you why, Tony. And this is why I'm going to tell you
why. I was big poor.
I'm going to tell you why. Specials, movies, TV shows. Mm. Lots of people have taken that bread and turned in some trash.
Oh, for sure, 100%.
So why am I going to be the martyr of perfectness?
You already have money.
So do they. People have turned in the worst specials, the worst movies.
But they don't have the integrity.
And neither do I. Filthy rich. If they can take that money and turn in some trash and leave it to their children, I could leave that to my grandchildren. All jokes aside, I wouldn't have probably spent it all on the plane, but I would take that flight for sure. Then I'd probably put the... And my grandkids going to be like, my papa's special was trash, but because of him, I can go to school.
Oh, man, look out. You trying to bring the family
You got to bring... That's what we talk about, legacy. This is all what I'm thinking. If I die after that special, you're like, my papa's integrity's good. More soup, sir? Nah. Not my babies.
I would feel better. Like, I could do a trash movie for that. I could do a trash movie for
What's
whatever.
What's the difference?
Because the movie is not me that's writing it. The stand-up special is me. It's my voice.
Yeah.
It's my material. It is literally me.
Yeah.
If I'm in a trash movie, I didn't write that script. I'm not the
what
producer.
What if you wrote it?
If I wrote it and it's trash, yeah. I'd be like, yo, we not putting this out.
What?
We not putting this out. If I personally think the script that I wrote is trash, I was like, nah, we not.
For the five?
We not doing this. This is garbage. And I'm the star of the film. I'm the writer, director, and the star.
You Wes Anderson, but you acting too.
And I'm like, man, this is garbage. You think Quentin Tarantino puts out movies he hates?
No, I don't think so. But he ain't me. I got kids to feed. I'm about to have to pay for college.
I'll be in an ensemble piece as garbage. Yeah, I'll be in Madam Web too. They gave me $500,000. I'm in Madam Web too.
There's not as much personal blame if you're in a movie.
Yeah, I was just in the movie, man.
Tone, I done seen some specials that person, they seen it.
Oh, it's garbage specials out there.
And they let it go out and they cash that check. They not going to be better than me. And I have integrity in a lot of ways, but not on no art. Come see me live, man. Matter of fact, since I got the $500,000.
They're not coming because your special was trash.
They coming if it's, they coming. I'll be funny on Instagram that day. If I call it out, people will forgive you.
Yeah, you got to call it
out. I would take the $5, but I think I was tripping. But y'all would have did it for the $5 too.
Yeah.
And I'm right back.
You can make content out of it for sure.
That's why I never lost.
It's hard for comedians to really lose.
I'm telling you, somebody was like, when I made this video about Monique, they're like, what if she comes back at me? It's great.
Right.
Because remember when Teddy Riley called you broke?
Yeah.
He was like, as long as they're not trying to harm me,
right?
It's all material. It's all jokes.
For sure.
And I'm also self-aware enough, I would never stand behind something that I don't like and act like it's good.
Right.
I'd be like, that was, boy, but I got kids to feed.
Yeah.
I got a legacy. I'm not letting nobody, I'm not going to have the integrity on the fire. Y'all put a lot of trash out. Integrity ain't going to start with me.
I need seven figures.
I need 78 bucks. I put videos out that I don't love all the time.
Oh,
that
me too.
I hate. Well, what's the difference? Somebody likes them.
It's free.
It's still your art.
It's no pressure, though.
And also, what I think is funny and good isn't always what people think is funny. Because I could hate it and people could love it. There's a lot of videos I put up that I'd be like, nigga, you ain't funny. You shouldn't even be doing this. And people be like, boy, you is the funniest. This is my favorite video.
Right.
So I know sometimes as a comedian, I can be harsh on my own self.
Yeah.
So if you give me the $5 and I don't love it, that don't mean nobody will. Some people will like specials. I'd be like, I never laughed at all.
Yeah.
And people be like, man, this is great.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to be the one who's like, no, man, I did the $5, man. No. All right. Let's hop into the episode. Today's top 10. Oh, I'm sorry. Welcome to the Ball Brothers Podcast. I'm Kev on stage.
I'm Tony Baker.
We talk about movies and sometimes we rant about specials, man. If you're watching this, you ain't got nothing to do anyway. So what you worried about? So we wasted 16 minutes talking about a hypothetical situation. You wasted the whole hour. You wasted the whole 45. What rush are you in? Get to the topic. Why? Why? If you're watching this, you already ain't doing what you're supposed to be doing. And if you are, you ain't giving it your full attention. So what does it matter how much time we waste? It's all time waste. The whole thing is a time waste. It's all entertainment. All right. First topic. Top 10 original Nintendo games. This is the one.
I like this.
I'm talking about up, down, left, B.
Yeah.
I mean, up, down, left, right, A, B, A, B, start.
Yeah.
Well, actually, I'm throwing Contra on now
Contra's
because of that.
On there.
And this is not Super Nintendo. It's not Nintendo 2.
No,
this is original one.
Contra.
Contra was great. It's so funny. When I played Contra for the first time, it's so funny, like, to where video games are now. I was like, man, this is...
It don't get no better than Contra.
It would never.
I remember playing it, I was like, yo, it don't get no better than this. I remember looking at my brother like, ain't nothing better than this.
It never will be.
It ain't gonna get no better
you
than this.
You could shoot a flamethrower while flipping, and the
once
and
you
the
got
flame...
the spread gun, the spread, if you had the spread on Contra, you was undefeated. You was like... Even when you laying down in the base stage, when you running straight, and you got to lay down on the thing. You got the spread.
The spread gunshot.
Them hopping dudes couldn't do nothing against the spread. They was jumping. They were like, man, they got the spread. They was blowing up. You had the spread. Then when you died, when you had the spread, you were like, no. Then you went back to the pellets. You like. The pellet bullets, you was like, man, I need another, the capsules, where the capsules at? And then you hated that damn laser, but the laser was strong.
Laser was real strong.
You didn't
strong.
Know how to shoot it. You had to just let one shot off and let it go through everything, but you didn't have the patience. You was used to hitting the buttons rapidly.
You were.
So the laser never really worked out, and your aim had to be precise. You like, man, when the spread coming back? And the fire one was cool, but it was weak. But it just looked cool.
The fire just looked. I'm like, no one will ever touch me.
Yeah, watch out.
I got fire coming.
But then they would work the angle and come underneath the underneath the circle and then, He's like, now you're back to the pellet.
The fire was, there was too much distance between the flames. First of all, wasn't that the same fire on Mario Brothers that you throw is the same fire from Contra? They didn't have two fires. There's like it's 1981.
Grab the little thing from Super Mario Brothers. Super Mario is also on there.
Oh yeah,
Super Mario Brothers 1, 2, and 3.
3 was on original.
Yeah,
Super Mario Brothers 3.
I think Mario should have 3 slots on here.
3.
I think it should have 3 slots.
I feel like that's the best selling game of all time. Well, the Mario franchise, maybe not the actual game.
I wouldn't be surprised. I knew
you wanted
it was
to take
grossing.
Up 3
I think,
slots?
I think Super Mario Brothers, Super Mario Brothers 2, and 3 should all be
What's
on
What's your
there.
Personal favorite of them?
I like 2 the best.
I like 3 the best.
A lot of people like 3 the best, and I get it. You a raccoon, you flying. I get it. We go
behind
on the map.
The stuff.
Yeah, it's dope. But it was something about 2 I was really enjoying. But all 3 of those I feel like are goated.
I feel like that. I remember feeling like the music was really popping.
Mm-hmm.
When they went to the under, I was like, okay.
What I liked about 2 is that we could be different characters, and I like how every character had a different attribute.
Yeah.
Luigi could jump super high.
Mm-hmm.
Princess could float. Toad was super strong. So when you was on those desert stages and you mm-hmm. had to dig, Toad was like, and Mario was just like the general character.
Yeah.
He was just middle of the road.
For sure.
But I just like the different worlds on the 2. And then you had the little gamble where you can gamble on the little slot machine and try to get free men.
Good times.
Man.
Good times.
Super Mario.
Duck Hunt got to go on there. Tone, now come on now. Tone, what you saying now, Tone?
Well, let's talk about other games before we get back to Duck Hunt.
Tone, you held the
it's
gun.
It's two one note, though.
Tone, but you got to remember, you looking at it at 47.
I would just be like,
Tone, we held the right, gun this, at the TV.
Yeah,
man.
Well, you was cheating, and then you was just, and then the dog laughing at you. Like,
I hated the dog. We all hated the dog.
Blink of the doo doo doo. He would come up with the duck, not duck
but the
hunt though.
The duck hunt, Tone.
It was too simple, man.
But it was revolutionary.
I mean, I'll give you that.
You could shoot at the TV.
You could shoot at the TV.
Like, you remember where you was, Tone.
And the clay shoe. Remember the clay shoe
option?
Yeah,
man.
That's when you was more sophisticated when you had the clay discs.
Like, that was like.
But we got tired of duck hunt fast.
Duck Hunt didn't take the whole thing.
Man, we was just like, all right, you play Duck Hunt for 10 minutes, then you're like, all right, man, let's get to the real games. Put that Contra back on.
What's up with tonight?
What's up with
Tone,
tonight?
Tone, let's just hold it for a spot.
We'll put Duck Hunt to the side for now.
Put it to the side for number 5, man. You ain't going to tell me 6 more games better than Duck Hunt. That's what you won't do. Now, what about Tetris?
Tetris is fire.
I love Tetris.
I play Tetris to this day.
I play a game on my phone called Woody Puzzle. Woody Puzzle is basically Tetris that goes
Tetris.
All up and down.
Tetris is eternal. Tetris will never die.
Tetris, I'm going to get that tattoo.
Tetris will never die, man. That is eternal.
Tetris was so fun. What a simple game.
Yeah.
And you talk about like hours spent.
Mm-hmm.
I was in there just
Tetris is fire, and you always feel like, man, I could beat this.
If I could just get a line, man. Y'all holding out on the line.
They
were
always you had everything perfectly set up for that long piece to come in and just be like boom,
like,
but it would never come in. Then you force. To cover up the slot you had.
They going to give you T after T after T. You know
God.
The T's ain't going in good.
Nah, man.
I set it up for the line, and you going to go T, T, block, block, block.
And then they give you the long piece when you're all the way up top, and you ain't got no room
out.
To really turn it around. That's when they be like, give them the long piece now.
Man.
Now that we at the top of the screen, get that long piece in there.
They give you the line early. Don't give me the line at the top of the level, man. I can't do nothing with the line now.
You know when I needed it. Sick of it.
All right, Tetris is for sure.
Tetris, yeah, absolutely. We got to get Super Tecmo Bowl in there, man.
There's no way you'd leave it off.
Tecmo Bowl. Super Tecmo.
I'll give you that.
That's the one where we got the real players on there and the real teams.
The one thing that was funny about Tecmo Bowl, first of all, you had to use your imagination. Because to score a touchdown, you got to run diagonal up the field.
You keep doing this.
Down the field, up, up, down, down. That was your juke.
Because that turn, when they would chase you, they were like, they couldn't do nothing with
they
their up and
down. They
would
follow in line. In a straight line behind.
Man, dog. And
he's turning, y'all. Nobody cut him off at the pass. The last guy in line should have met you.
Right.
But he's like, I got to go in line. I can't go.
I can't go. I just got to keep running.
I used to love when you score a touchdown and they would cut to the animation. Mm-hmm. They'd be like.
They'd be like. In the second one, he had the run touchdown. And then if you score on a pass, you would hop into the other dude's arm. Be like. Sometimes you would get the animation, like if it was a close tackle and you about to pass the ball, they would show you the animation, the dude diving for you. You're like, is my ball going to make it through? Yes!
Man. It was so real.
Man, dog. Stakes was high. He was like.
The people in the audience are like, there was just little circles at that time.
There was just circles.
All right.
Punch out.
Man, Mike Tyson
punch Mike
out.
Mike Tyson's punch out, dog. Let's get it.
I remember when that first came out. I probably didn't sleep good for
man. I couldn't get enough.
Glasses guy.
I couldn't get enough.
Man, I was like, this is.
And then you would run across these fighters and you didn't know how to beat them at first.
Yeah.
Had to figure out their pattern.
Yeah.
I remember when I first fought King Hippo. And I was just like, I just kept trying to hit him. I was like, yo, he blocking everything, man. I didn't know he can only be hit when he opened his mouth.
Yeah.
So I was just like working him, and then you tired, and then little Mac is breathing, and he pink, and then he just like, bam, one hit and quit. I'm like, man, what am I supposed to do? Once I hit him in the mouth and started working his little Band-Aid on his stomach, I was like, bow, and I was like, huh, and then he'd never get back up. I was like, I got your ass, King Hippo.
Somebody said Sonic on Genesis. Girl.
You just going to go to a completely different system.
Said original.
Purposely.
Original Nintendo. ABAB Star.
She said, Sherry Tucker said Sonic on Genesis. I know y'all doing Nintendo games. Sonic on Genesis. What's the best movie you ever seen? I'm going to tell you the best movie I've ever seen was Thriller by Michael Jackson. That's the best movie I've ever seen. Hands down.
That's what it'd be like on Instagram. Sherry might not have heard it, but on the Instagram, don't be pissed off when when they don't baby off the topic.
When people don't follow directions, I'll be like, what the hell are you doing?
All right. There was a wrestling game on the original Nintendo.
Oh, pro wrestling.
That was my
Starman.
We ain't got the money for the license yet.
No.
Starman.
It was Starman, the little creature from the Black Lagoon, sea dude. It was the dude that looked like Ric Flair.
Man.
It was pro wrestling, dog.
Let me look it up. Because, bro, I was
pro wrestling was fire. You throw somebody out that ring, and then you dive on them from there.
Starman, King Slender.
Yes.
Giant Panther.
Mm-hmm. Pro wrestling was fire, dog.
Bro, I used to. It was.
Yep. You hold each other and then you do the move. You do the kick flip.
Yeah, I ain't saying we got to put it on, but I love that. Paperboy
was good. Paperboy is a good time.
I'll put Paperboy on there.
I'm not mad at Paperboy.
I love Paperboy. That was such a simple game.
It was. You just delivering papers. Let's get Double Dragon up in here.
Oh, man.
Double Dragon.
That's what I'm. You know what I like about this? At this time, you could play it at home, and then you go to the arcade.
Yeah.
And they had the arcade still had the better version.
The graphics was just like, man, these graphics.
You're like, I can finish it at home, but I can't.
Yeah.
My home, then eventually the video games were better than the arcade. Double Dragon was a good time.
I guess we got to end it with Zelda.
You sure you want to keep three Marios on?
All right, we'll take off.
Because we got
take
Contra,
off Mario 2.
Three Marios. What's missing, Patreon? We took Mario 2 off. We got Duck Hunt is still off. Pro Wrestling
Duck
is still
Hunt
off.
Ain't making it, man.
I never played Zelda. It wasn't I'm with you, Remo.
Never played Zelda, but I know we can't have a definitive Tecmo Bowl list. Oh. I mean, the Nintendo list without Zelda.
Ninja Gaiden
to me should be on there.
Get it. Get Mario 2 out of here. Put Ninja
Gaiden for
is
sure.
Ninja Gaiden or Gaiden?
always said Gaten. I don't know. I don't know. Nobody
else said it around me. Yeah. Donkey Kong
was more of an Atari game.
I don't remember ever playing that on the Nintendo.
Turtles.
First Turtles was really hard.
Man, that was a tough game. I never beat it.
You couldn't go that far.
I love Kung Fu.
I like Kung Fu too. Do we need all the Marios?
We need two on there for sure. You have to have Super Mario Brothers on there, and you have to have Super Mario 3. Super Mario Brothers is the reason for the season.
I'll give you one.
You got to have three.
But Mario's taking up two slots.
I mean, but it deserves the slots.
Double Dribble?
I used to love Double Dribble. And Blaze of Steel? Man. Blaze of Steel was fire. That had me in the hockey.
That's what I'm saying, man.
What you want to take out? You want to take off one of the Marios again?
I don't know, man, because I can't take off Contra.
No, Contra's...
And I played Mario. Mario 1, I played a lot just because it was when we first got Nintendo.
That was the reason for the season. We couldn't get enough.
Mario 3, I played a lot because I loved it. Mario 2, I don't remember playing that much. Tetris is just my game. I'm sorry. Girded. Tecmo Bowl was great.
Yep.
Punch-Out, I love too. And yeah. Paperboy and Double Dragon. I never played Zelda. I know what it means to people.
I never got into Zelda. Are we doing this personally, or are we talking about the definitive Nintendo game?
I think we
got to
do personal.
Oh, Zelda out of here.
Get Zelda, man. I never liked Zelda. I'm not passed
out.
Now
that we being real.
Yeah.
Get Zelda the hell up out of here. Put Double Dribble up in there, man.
There we go, man.
Double Dribble was a good-ass time.
Honorable mention for you, though, Zelda. But I didn't
I never got into Zelda.
Never.
I just knew it was a gold cartridge that looked fire, but I never got into Zelda, me personally.
And Duck Hunt, you still okay
with
Duck
Hunt? No, man, Duck Hunt's out of here, man. It was fun for 5 minutes. It's the Big League Chew of Nintendo games. Them first 2 minutes of Big League Chew is the best thing you've ever chewed. But then after a while, you're just like, man.
Oh, that's a good point.
I'm just shooting at the screen. Then you're going to start cheating, and then there's no emotion.
Was you a cheater?
Yeah, I was cheating on there. I would start out legit, and then I'd just get mad at that stupid dog laughing at me, and I would get up close and be like, huh? How you like this, dog? Huh? I ain't missing now, bitch. I hated that dog laughing at me, man.
He was pissing me off.
Man. He was giggling.
I wish you could shoot the dog.
Yeah, I shot him every time. I shot him every time he jumped back into the bushes. I was like, pap, pap, pap. Sick of this dog.
I ain't even going for the ducks no more.
I wanted the dog.
I want to kill you personally, man. You beagle.
He wasn't loyal, man.
He wasn't.
Punk-ass dog.
He was only with you when you killed the duck.
Yeah, he's only with you when you winning.
He wasn't with you when you he wasn't shooting the jay. That man, you
trash. Them ducks escaped. He was like, pap, pap, pap. I was unloading on that punk-ass dog, man.
If he had the spread, he would have died.
Oh, the spread? The Contra spread?
Contra spread would have
been finished.
He's like, you can't hide now.
Nothing would have made it out of the grass with the spread. Mosquitoes, dragonflies, dogs, cats, anything.
Oh, shoot, Mega Man.
I never played Mega Man like that.
I was big Mega Man.
You want to take something off and put Mega Man on there?
Okay.
I respect Mega Man, but I never played it.
I think Mega Man... Excuse me. Personally,
get rid of Paperboy.
Paperboy, I love you, but Mega Man got it. Mega Man, thank you. Whoever said that,
Mega Man is legit.
Defina, Mega Man. Sorry, Paperboy. I like Paperboy, but
yeah, Mega Man.
Mega Man was a game.
Yeah,
it's so funny how we thought that was as good as it was gonna get.
Oh man, I was like, it gets no better than this.
Now you is basically in the game. Now you can see LeBron sweat. Now was Arch Rivals on? What was that on?
I feel like that was later in the game.
Yeah, I knew I played at the arcade. I'm sorry, niece Nicole. Paperboy got to go. Mega Man was good. Thank you, Javi Moreno.
Mega Man, legit.
All right, we feel like that's definitive.
Yeah.
So far, we got Contra, Mario, Ninja.
Ninja Gaten. Gaten. Yeah, I call it Gaten. I don't know which is right.
I feel like you got to take one of the. I went with the I.
Ninja
you
Gaten.
Went with the A.
Yeah.
Ninja Gaten, Mario Brothers 3, Super Mario 3. Tetris, Tecmo Bowl, Mike Tyson's Punch-Out, first license that actually had his name.
I love Punch-Out.
Mega Man, Double Dragon, Double Dribble.
Yeah.
With honorable mention, Duck Hunt, Pro Wrestling.
Man, get Duck Hunt.
Duck Hunt can't even be honorable mention? They can't even get an honorable
keep
mention?
Keep coming back to this Duck Hunt, man.
Metroid?
Metroid was fire. Metroid was fire. It was hard, but fire.
Metroid might be better than Double Dribble.
Good Double Dribble, probably.
Double Dribble, man, you're out of here. Sorry, man. Metroid was a game. Shout out you, Terrell
Child.
That
was a good challenging game right there.
Metroid was a good time.
Yeah.
Gaiden.
Oh, it was Ninja Gaiden?
Pronounced Gaiden.
I remember the track and field game. Remember Skate or Die? I used to love Skate or Die.
Track and field was good. Man, 10 is tough.
Yeah.
10 is tough.
Yep.
It needs to be tough, though. We done.
We done.
Contra, Mario 1, Mario 3, Tetris, Ninja Gaiden, Tecmo Bowl, Super Tecmo Bowl, Mike Tyson's Punch-Out, Mega Man, Double Dragon, and Metroid.
Yeah. I like that list. I like that list right there.
All right, let's do it. All right. Next up on tonight, recasted today, the movie Soul Food.
Okay.
All right. So we got...
We recasting Soul Food, shouted.
With the stars of today, around the age of today. We got Terry. That was Vanessa Williams. Yep. Maxine was Vivica.
Yes.
Bird is Nia Long. No, Bird is...
Bird is Nia Long.
Yeah, Nia Long. And you got Miles. That was Michael
Beach. Again. Michael B. Jordan is
Lim,
in the role.
Mekhi Phifer, right?
Yeah.
Lim is Mekhi Phifer.
Yep.
Kenny, I don't know his name.
Jeffrey Sams is his real
name. Okay. Ahmad is the
Janelle
baby.
Janelle Monáe already, huh?
Ahmad is the baby.
Yes.
Cousin Faith, she's, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
She got blamed.
She did.
But Miles was...
She was fine, though.
She
man.
Was. And you got Big Mama, Irma Joe. They taking my leg.
Okay.
All right. Now, Vanessa Williams' character, Terry, she gotta be a bombshell.
Okay.
Okay, I'll be around 30.
Mm-hmm. And we're not using the. I'm not mad at it one bit.
All right, let's see. Because Vanessa Williams was Miss America, I believe.
Yeah.
Right?
First black Miss America.
They took her crown for the.
The Playboy spread.
You know what I'm saying? She tried to make a little sidecast.
You know, do what you got to do, man. I still think that's a part of America. Somebody say Rihanna. Interesting.
She definitely has the look.
She does have the look.
She got to carry the film, though.
She got to carry it. Because
Vanessa Williams is, she's the link that keeps the family together.
Yeah. Terry gets a bad rap.
She does, man. And she was, it really is unfair.
Yeah. They did Terry dirty time and time again.
She's holding the family together. She's paying for stuff. The family smashed her husband.
Right.
Who wouldn't be pissed?
She got play. And Vivica took her man back in the day.
And took her man.
Terry
she's
was getting
stressed.
Played left and right.
They made her the villain, and she's the victim.
Right. Just because she had money, they judging her, but she keeping it all together.
Mm-hmm.
Just because she's on top of it. Andre Day is Terry. I'm not mad at that.
I could buy that.
I'm not mad at that. And she can act.
Tracy Ellis Ross?
I think we might go younger.
Yeah. Journey's not a bad choice either.
Well, you know I like Journey.
Yeah, I know you like Journey. Megan Good. I want to make Megan Good for Terry. Terry also has to be the bigger sister.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you got to buy that.
I need to feel that she's the oldest.
She got to feel like the oldest. I don't feel like Megan Good or Journey. I mean, maybe Journey. Kiki Palmer is too young for this. Megan Good could be Faith.
Oh.
Megan Good could definitely be Faith.
Yeah.
You would buy that, you know what I'm saying?
Megan Good can have me at the piano right now. At the piano. We could go over music and then just fall into each other. Me and Megan Good right now. And I'd be like, my bad, y'all. You know, it was the music. She believed in me.
She did.
If Megan Good believes in me, she can get these panties. If Megan Good believed in me, she can get these panties right here, right now. Is she supporting my dream?
And that was
Tony,
a great
you really
set,
good
Tony.
At comedy, oh, for real. That's all it takes.
Just give me one second.
Mm-hmm.
I just put these on.
Just put them on. They fresh. I even steamed them.
Got the little
no wrinkles.
Frill on the side.
Absolutely. All right, so we got Faith Cast.
I love Faith.
Back
Megan
to Terry,
Good.
Man.
Kelly Rowland.
Kelly Rowland as Terry, I'm not mad.
I like that. Kelly Rowland, she has enough gravitas. I buy her as the older sister.
Yes.
She's knockout gorgeous.
Yes.
Especially in these last couple years, she's hit another gear. She's been
rolling.
Man. I'm happily married, but I have eyes.
Kelly Rowland.
Melissa showed me the picture like, Kelly Rowland did it again.
She is. What are you doing there?
Man, she's on a war path.
I don't want to meet this woman.
No,
that's how much she killing.
I met her.
You met her?
Super sweet. Oh. Tall.
Oh, see. How tall is she?
She's tall to where I was like, okay. She stood up. She kept standing.
Dang.
Like, we was eye to eye. She had heels on, though, but it was respectable.
I like her. I like
good.
Her as Terry.
You
I
feel like she could carry it, though.
Yeah, I do.
All right.
I do.
She been working low-key.
Kelly Rowland as Terry.
All right. So we got Maxine. That is Vivica Fox's character.
I do like Nicole Beharie as Terry, too.
I mean, we'll just cast her in everything.
That's what I'm saying. I'm trying not to cast the same people in every movie we do.
What do we put Nicole in, though? Because we say it a lot.
Let's put her in the Vivica role. Maxine. I don't really see.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's good for her.
Let's put Nicole Beharie in there.
She's a great actress, man. She should be cast more.
They saying Brescia is Bird.
Let's go one at a time, y'all. Megan Good, we just did that one time. Nicole Beharie, I'm sorry. If we're the casting directors and there's a black woman role, you're going to listen. Tyler Perry has his faves, and so do Tony and Cam Enterprises, LLC. A division of New Line Cinema.
I like Nicole. Is
Nicole, she got an offer only with Tony and Cam when it comes to stuff. All right, Bird. Now, the thing about Bird, Brescia might be good for this because she has a wholesomeness where she thought she was helping Lim.
Yeah.
With the job.
Right.
And he was freaking out.
Yeah.
She has to be. The thing about Bird, though, she was just. Nia Long is very attractive.
Oh, yeah, for sure. 100%.
So it has to be like everybody agrees. You know, oh my God, it's Bird.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Great nickname, too. Not the negative correlation. I'm talking about in her movie.
When you watch Soul Food for the first time, out of the three sisters, who was the knockout? I mean, they're all attractive.
It was Terry for me first.
Oh, okay.
Then gotcha. Nia Long.
And then
Vivica. Okay. And listen, Vivica in the 90s was...
Oh, my God.
She looked her very best to me in Independence Day.
Oh. Vivica Fox in the 90s.
Man.
From that show, Out All Night, to her, and even all the way up to Kill Bill, I was like...
Oh, Kill Bill was
Vivica
just...
Fox. When she was standing in that kitchen with the knife in her hand, with the legs spread in the stance, but the cheeks were sitting.
What's up with tonight?
I was like, what's up with tonight? I praise Quentin Tarantino for casting her. I was like, dog... You funny looking ass nigga, man. You cast the shit out of this.
She was so good in that role,
so
too.
So good in that kitchen, man.
Also, it's time for her daughter to be coming back for Uma Thurman.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Enough time has passed.
For sure.
I was like, you built in the...
Do this movie, Quinn.
Bring it back.
Whatever last movie you working on, nah, man.
Nah,
give
Uma
us
Thurman
the
told her,
follow-up.
When you come for me, I'll be waiting.
I want the daughter to come for
yes.
Uma Thurman.
Give us the Tika Sumter. She's good.
I like that. Let me look at it. Oh, Tika as Bird. I just looked at her in the Snoop Dogg movie. Underdog.
Yeah,
she is gorgeous.
The glasses is off.
Get Tika in there, man.
Tika.
Let's get it cracking.
We need Miles. Wholesome guy.
Michael B. Jordan.
You always go Michael B. Jordan.
Because he got the mustache, man.
How you connect? Michael B. got a mustache. Michael B. got the mustache. Michael B. Jordan, too, he not the wholesome enough. He's into his leading man muscle thing right now. You need a... Miles is like a...
Miles was wholesome, though.
He was wholesome. That's why it was such a surprise
that
the family smashed her husband. Because he was playing the piano. He had the band. Terry wasn't supportive.
Right.
It's going to be tough for me to believe Michael B. Jordan is that guy.
Yeah.
You need...
Jonathan Majors, though.
He's not wholesome.
He is wholesome.
Nah.
Yeah, he is. Think about Jonathan Majors in The Five Bloods. And think about him in...
Last Black Man in San Francisco.
Not only that, think about him in... The HBO joint, Lovecraft. He had a wholesome vibe in that for a lot of it.
He did. He did.
He can look very unassuming and just like a regular guy. It's in the eyes.
What about Donald Glover? He has a little bit more softness to him.
Ooh, Donald Glover's a good choice.
Donald Glover has
I like Donald Glover in the role.
The Patreon is throwing in Donald Glover. I believe Donald Glover is a good...
I like Donald Glover in the role.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like Donald Glover in the role. Because he has that wholesomeness right there.
He got the wholesome on lock.
For sure.
You will be surprised if he cheated on Faith. I mean, cheated on Terry with Faith.
For sure.
All right, cool. So now we got Lim. It's Mekhi Phifer.
So we thugged out now. We in the streets. Out.
You need Fredro Starr, the young version.
We out here. He trouble. He trying to get right, but he just can't
You gotta
get right.
buy that he was in prison and he trying not to go back.
Aldis Hodge.
Aldis Hodge is, and he also got to be supremely intimidating if he loses his temper.
Yeah.
We didn't know how far he was about to go with Bird at the hair salon.
When he came in there and slammed the door and
I
glass
thought he was
him,
gonna punch her.
I was like, oh,
when he
snap.
Punched the wall,
yeah,
I was like, yeah, and the way Nia Long was crying, I was like,
yeah,
whew.
There's that dangerous element.
Ooh, Jay Ellis as Miles is a good. He's kind of young though. Why y'all want Chloe Bailey and everything?
They be calling out the same people every time.
Vince Staples? No. Oh, Kofi? You know who has a dark streak that might work for Lim?
Who?
Jay Alphonse Nicholson.
Who is that?
He plays Young Murder in P-Valley.
Oh.
He was in They Clone Tyrone. He was the gangster in They Clone Tyrone.
Okay.
He was the guy that, you know what I'm saying, that John Boyega was going after or was beefing with.
Trevante Rhodes.
He is. He got it. Because he played Mike Tyson in that.
Trevante.
Trevante's a good look.
Good choice.
Who said that?
Trevante Rhodes.
Maybe somebody
like
else
that.
Did. I like
Trevante.
I believe he could push.
Because it looked like he got hands as well.
He played Mike Tyson.
Trevante.
Okay, I like
good
Trevante.
Choice. I like that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Now, what about Kenny? Kenny is.
Good guy, wholesome.
Good guy, wholesome.
Michael B. Jordan.
Michael B. Jordan, Chloe Bailey, Nia, Nicole Beharie, this throw man everything.
All right, so what's his name? Kenny?
Kenny is like, man.
Hmm.
Oh, Corey Hawkins.
He got a wholesome quality.
And
to
he
him.
Really just did it in the color purple.
Yeah. I like Corey Hawkins.
That's good, Kachina. Okay, Kachina, y'all is a big part of this podcast.
Yeah, I like Corey Hawkins.
Corey Hawkins.
Jay Ellis could do it as well.
He could.
He could do it as well.
He could.
Yeah. And I can see the girls kind of tussling over him.
Yeah.
Cause you know, what's her name? Took him from Terry. So let's do Jay Ellis.
Let's do Jay Ellis.
Yeah.
Let's do Jay Ellis. All right, Amon. He was the
kid.
Y'all in there fighting?
Yeah. Are there any kids out here? I don't know who on the kid tip now. What about
mom?
The kid from Stranger Things? Is he too old though?
He's like 20 now.
Oh, all right.
They finna be regular adults. It's just going to be, that movie, it ain't going to be Stranger Things.
Yeah.
It's just going to be life now. Like, move from Hawkins, man. God damn.
Right.
Leave Hawkins, man.
They got to get out
of town.
When
y'all was in California, the only bad thing happened is the people came and got you.
Right.
California had nothing but surfing waves in the van, the pizza dude. California's like, what's happening in Hawkins?
Right.
That's not our experience.
What's going on?
JoJo Frederick says.
Hilarious.
No, Tariq is too old.
What kids do we have out here?
The kid from Raising Dion. I didn't watch that.
I didn't watch it either.
The kid from Blackish is who I was thinking of. He's a little older now.
I don't know what kids is out
here.
He's
20.
What about the kid from... He's deaf in real life, but in The Last of Us.
Oh, he was great.
Man, he was good.
But you know what I'm saying? It would be some diversity.
I like the kid from The Last of Us.
Kid from The Last of Us.
He's deaf, but I don't care. He hooked me in tough.
All right, I'm good with that. Zay Zay is going to college. I don't know who Dylan Gilmer is.
Is that the kid I'm talking about?
JoJo Fredericks ain't doing. He have an attitude too much. When we went to the Churchy premiere, Melissa had a short skirt on. Uh-huh. And she was like, not sure she should wear it.
Yeah.
So I was like, no, wear it. Unless your legs are your best asset. Right. So she goes to JoJo in the living room. Was like, should I? Is this too short? He was like, yes. And went back in his room.
That's it? No elaboration. Yes. No.
If you want to live your life like that, you can. But I'm not going to help you. All right. Irma Jo. She got a old and black.
Mm-hmm.
Whoopi Goldberg?
I'm not mad at Whoopi Goldberg.
Whoopi Goldberg is, she's probably around the age that Irma Jo was.
Yeah. She might even be older, actually.
They're not taking my leg! Loretta Devine, I don't think, is old enough.
Oh, she old enough.
Loretta Devine as Big Mama?
Let's see how old she is.
She probably 63, 64? Patreon for show saying Loretta. Angel, y'all hush.
And I can see Loretta Devine being really stubborn.
For real.
In her high pitch. Well, she's 74.
Ah!
Yeah. Loretta Devine.
Is she?
She's 74.
Dang!
Black don't crack, man. That's why we be confused on old people. With. Irma P. Hall is 88 years old. So Soul Food came out in 97. Yeah, she's still alive. That came out in 97. How many years
she's
ago?
She's only 88 now? 97 was.
That means she was in her 50s probably. 32 when she years ago. Big Mama.
22 years ago.
She was born in 35, so 45, 55, 65, 75, 85, 95. So she was in her 60s. She's about 62.
So Loretta Mine's like 10 years older than her.
Yeah.
CCH Pounder?
36 years ago.
36?
Damn, that movie is that old?
I was way off.
CCH
on the
Pounder, I like her.
I know she didn't die real high.
Who?
Patti LaBelle? Marla Gibbs? I want Jennifer Lewis to play my mom in something. I still think Loretta Devine. Me Shirley too. Ralph is too young.
I like Loretta Devine.
Debbie Allen could be fun.
I like Loretta.
Yeah, Loretta. All right. Soul Food recast by Kevin Tony Enterprises, a division of New Line Cinema. Terry is Kelly Rowland. We should have somebody make these graphics.
Oh,
if we
yeah.
We do this, it'd be fun.
That'd be fire.
Terry is Kelly Rowland. Maxine is Nicole Beharie. Sorry. She's going to get roles when we in here. Bird is Tika Sumter. Miles, Donald Glover. Lim is Trevante Rhodes. Kenny is Jay Ellis. Right?
Yeah.
Ahmad is the kid from The Last of Us. We also could have went with a girl.
We could have went with a girl.
The VVS, the VV show on Instagram.
I don't know what that is.
That's a little black girl.
Oh.
I'm going to show you. She's super talented.
Wait, is that that one you posted before?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
VV show would be good.
Yeah, she's dope.
She's dope.
Yeah, I like
all right, man. Little kid from The Last of Us, you're out. VV show, you're in. VV show, man. We could have a girl or that girl, Lele. But I'm going with the VV show. Faith Megan Good and Irma Jo is Loretta Devine. All right. Recast Miles is too late. Our name is Miss Miles for the win. All right, we love y'all. We'll see y'all next week. Mm-hmm. If you have suggestions for this podcast, you've watched it by now. Throw them in the comments. Me and Tony gonna go through them. If you're on the Patreon, put it in the post for today. What's up with tonight? We forgot Samuel.
Who?
Samuel.
Who was that?
He was.
Your boy. Was the ex a bird?
No.
Was that bird's ex?
Yeah. He was a slimy dude that she did the job with. Who is the guy who plays him? It's not.
Some pink lip dude. I remember his lips.
He was the slimy dude. He was acted by.
That dude was working.
Mel Jackson.
Yeah.
That's Tone Bell.
He played that role. Tone Bell? Let's give it to him.
Tone Bell. He give you light skin and sleazy.
Yeah.
He'll give it to you.
He can take it there. I ain't forgot what he did to Billie Holiday.
Omari Hardwick could be good too, but we give it to Tone Bell, friend of the pod. All right. We'll see y'all next week. Peace.